Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're the show that tries to unravel some big ideas, help you connect the dots.
And today, we're really jumping into something that's, well, it's already surrounding us, but moving incredibly fast.
It really is. I saw a statistic, get this, by the end of this year, something like 19 billion connected devices active worldwide.
19 billion. That's almost hard to picture.
And it doesn't stop there. They're projecting, what, another 10 billion on top of that by 2030?
Yeah, the growth is just phenomenal. But, you know, the number itself isn't even the whole story.
Right.
The really interesting part is how all this connectivity is sort of quietly changing the physical world, making things smart.
That's exactly what our sources dig into. What happens when this huge network, the Internet of Things, or IoT, meets artificial intelligence, AI? And that combination, AIoT, well, it's doing more than just shaking up industries.
It really is. It's changing how we interact with technology itself on a fundamental level.
So our mission here really is to unpack that. How this AI and IoT integration is reshaping, well, everything. Global supply chains, maybe even your own smart thermostat at home.
Exactly. We want to make these sometimes complex ideas easier to grasp. Look at how devices are going from just being connected.
Yeah, just talking to the network.
To actually sensing, learning, and then acting, often on their own.
Okay, so we've got this picture of massive networks, but to really get it, we need to look at the building blocks, right? IoT and AI separately first.
Good idea. Let's start with IoT.
So IoT, when we say that, what are we actually talking about?
It's basically an ecosystem. Billions of devices. Think tiny sensors inside giant machines.
Or like tags on packages moving around the world.
Exactly. Or cameras in cities, wearables like your smartwatch.
Yeah.
They're all part of it.
And their main job is what? Just collecting data?
Pretty much. Collecting enormous amounts of real-time data. They're constantly feeding information into this, let's call it a digital bloodstream.
Linking the physical world to the digital one. Giving things a voice.
That's a good way to put it. Reporting back constantly.
And the tech making this happen. There are sensors, obviously. The eyes and ears.
Right. The sensors are key. Detecting temperature, pressure, light, motion, you name it. Then you need connectivity.
Like Wi-Fi, 5G.
Uh-huh. Or Bluetooth for short range. And even things like LoRaWAN, that's low power, long range. Good for small bits of data.
Okay. Sensors, connectivity. What else? There's the infrastructure piece too, right? Edge and cloud.
Absolutely crucial. The infrastructure. Some data needs processing instantly right there at the edge.
Like for a self-driving car needing to brake now.
Precisely. Milliseconds matter. But other analyses need the big picture. So data goes to the cloud. It's this whole interconnected system.
Got it. So if IoT is the body, this vast sensory network.
Then AI is the brain.
Right. The intelligence making sense of it all. AI is... Well, it's machines doing things we used to think only humans could do.
Finding patterns, predicting outcomes, understanding language, context.
And that's the big shift, isn't it? Without AI, IoT is just observing.
Just collecting data points. But with AI, IoT becomes a strategist. It learns, adapts, acts. It's not just about what's happening, but why and what to do.
You mentioned machine learning and deep learning. They're kind of the engine behind AI here, the muscle and mind.
That's a great analogy. ML and DL are core components.
So let's take the muscle, machine learning. What does ML do in an IoT setup? Like a practical example.
Okay, think of a factory machine. ML algorithms can analyze its vibrations, its temperature, its past performance, and then predict, hey, this part is likely to fail in the next 3 days. It spots trouble before it happens, like hearing a faint cough before someone gets really sick.
Proactive. Okay. And deep learning, DL, that's the mind, more complex.
Yeah, DL uses these things called neural networks, many layers.
Yeah.
It's really good at finding super subtle patterns in massive data sets, almost like intuition.
And where does that shine in IoT?
Think about security cameras. DL can monitor thousands of feeds at once, spot an intruder, or detect a microscopic defect on a production line. Things a human might easily miss.
So together, ML and DL really upgrade these devices. They're not just reactive anymore.
Exactly. They become proactive, sometimes even autonomous, problem solvers.
And this is where it all clicks together. The synergy. AI plus IoT equals AIoT. Devices aren't just tools reacting.
They become proactive agents. Optimizing themselves, optimizing the systems they're part of.
It really flips the script. IoT alone tells you, this is happening. Add AI, and it's here's why and here's what you should do.
It's a total change in capability. And this combination creates value in, I'd say, three main layers.
Okay, layer one.
First is operational intelligence. AI processes that flood of IoT data immediately, so systems can anticipate needs.
Anticipate, not just react. Got it. Second layer.
Autonomy. This is really powerful. Devices making decisions on their own, no human needed in the loop for that specific action.
Like the factory machine adjusting itself, or a delivery truck finding a new route instantly.
Exactly that. Pushing decision-making right down to the machine level.
Huge leap. And the third layer.
Scalability. The more data these ML models see from an expanding IoT network, the smarter they get. They continuously improve.
So the system learns to get better on its own as it grows.
Right. It's not just about being efficient now. It's about built-in improvement.
Okay, so it's way beyond just data collection. It's about smart, independent action. And a key part of that is real-time processing. You said milliseconds matter.
Sometimes microseconds. That's why Edge AI is so critical. Processing the data right there at the source.
No delay sending it to the cloud and back.
None. So the autonomous car breaks instantly. The hospital monitor alerts staff immediately. The factory rejects the bad part the moment it's detected. That speed is vital.
And that speed enables the autonomous decision-making you mentioned, devices acting locally.
Based on what they've learned and what's happening right now.
Can you give another example of that?
Sure. Think of a smart electrical grid.
Mm-hmm.
It senses demand is about to cause an outage in one area. Instead of waiting for an operator, the AIoT system instantly reroutes power, balances the load, lights stay on. No human intervention needed for that immediate fix. It's like a self-healing system.
Self-healing. Wow. Okay, what about stopping problems before they start? That predictive aspect.
That's predictive maintenance and anomaly detection. It's huge. Machines often give off subtle signs before they break down. Little whispers.
And AI can hear those whispers.
Exactly. Changes in vibration, temperature, noise. AI catches these anomalies early. Think about airlines monitoring jet engines.
Mid-flight.
Yeah. Using AIoT, they can spot potential issues with, say, a specific turbine blade months ahead of time. They schedule maintenance proactively.
Yeah, avoiding breakdowns, delays, maybe even disasters.
Precisely. It's predicting the future to prevent failure. Massive impact on safety and cost.
Okay, one more capability. Context-aware systems. Making devices truly situationally aware.
Right. So your smart HVAC system doesn't just hit a temperature number. It considers who's in the room, the weather outside, the forecast.
And maybe learns your habits.
Exactly. Learns you like the bedroom cooler at night and chills it before you even head upstairs. It adapts to your life, not just a fixed setting.
So we understand the how. Let's talk about the what. What does this actually do for us, especially for businesses? Where's the real impact?
Well, for businesses, AIoT means moving from reaction to anticipation. It changes how decisions are made.
So, first benefit, faster, more accurate decision-making.
Absolutely. AI turns that raw IoT data into immediate, actionable insights. We're seeing studies where predictive analytics cut downtime in half, boost productivity significantly. Faster fixes, smarter work.
And cutting downtime must mean big savings, which leads to efficiency.
Definitely. Benefit two, increased operational efficiency. AI optimizes processes constantly. Machines tune themselves, logistics networks reroute automatically, energy grids self-balance.
You mentioned manufacturing trials showing real savings.
Yeah, double-digit reductions in resource waste, significant cuts in unplanned downtime. Yeah. Efficiency is just built in now.
Okay, efficiency is great, but what about security? Billions of devices sounds like billions of potential problems.
A huge concern, which brings us to enhanced security and risk detection. Each device is a potential entry point.
So how does AI help defend that massive attack surface?
AI acts like a tireless security guard. It scans device behavior, network traffic, looks for anomalies 24/7. It can spot suspicious activity that might signal a breach starting.
Catching things before they blow up. Crucial for things like power grids.
Absolutely critical. It's proactive defense.
Makes sense. What about the customer side? How does AIoT change the experience for, you know, the end user?
That leads to depersonalization and improved user experience. The one-size-fits-all approach is basically over.
Like the smart retail shelf example.
Exactly. Or healthcare monitors that learn your baseline, so they only alert on genuinely worrying changes, not just normal fluctuations. It feels like the tech understands you. Builds loyalty.
And thinking bigger picture about resources and the planet.
That's smarter energy and resource management. This is where sustainability goals really meet the bottom line.
How so?
AIoT optimizes energy grids. Smart buildings adjust HVAC based on real-time occupancy and weather, saving huge amounts of energy.
And in farming, too.
Big time. Precision agriculture. Soil sensors tell AI exactly where water or fertilizer is needed, down to tiny zones, cuts waste, protects yields, better for the environment, doing more with less, intelligently.
These benefits sound great theoretically. Let's make it concrete. Real-world examples. Smart cities seem like a prime candidate.
Oh, definitely. AIoT is already reshaping urban life. Traffic sensors feeding AI models to adjust signals and reroute cars, easing congestion.
So it's streetlights, too.
Yeah, only turning on fully when someone's actually there.
Yeah.
Big energy savings.
Yeah.
Cities like Barcelona use platforms like Scintillo to integrate data from thousands of sensors, utilities, transport, environment, for much smarter planning.
Okay, city level. What about out in the fields? Agriculture and precision farming.
It's like giving farming a high-tech nervous system. AI analyzes data from soil sensors, drones, weather stations.
So tell the farmer exactly what to do.
Precisely. When and where to irrigate, how much fertilizer, even predicting crop yields or spotting pest outbreaks early. Less waste, more targeted action.
Then there's industrial automation, Industry 4.0, factories getting smarter.
Much smarter.
Yeah.
Sensors everywhere, feeding data to AI, workflows adjust automatically, tiny defects get flagged instantly, maintenance happens before the breakdown.
You mentioned downtime costs are massive.
Trillions globally, according to Siemens. Predictive systems driven by AIoT chip away at that number significantly, makes manufacturing much more resilient.
What about getting things from A to B, supply chain and logistics?
Total transformation there too. Every package, every truck becomes a streaming data point. Mm-hmm. GPS, temperature sensors, humidity sensors.
Feeding into AI systems.
Right. AI calculates ETAs more accurately, spots potential delays, weather, port congestion, and can even reroute shipments proactively. Avoids empty shelves, keeps production lines running.
And finally, healthcare. Moving care from the hospital to the home.
It's a huge shift. Wearable sensors track vitals continuously. AI models watch that data stream for subtle warning signs, a tiny heart rhythm change, a slight oxygen dip.
Alerting doctors before it's an emergency.
Exactly. And the AI gets smarter, learns the patient's normal patterns, reducing false alarms. It means earlier interventions, better outcomes, less strain on hospitals. It's fundamentally changing healthcare delivery.
The potential is obviously enormous.
Yeah.
But scaling this up, you used the analogy, swapping an engine mid-flight, it's not easy. There are big challenges.
Absolutely. It's complex. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest hurdles, maybe the biggest, is data privacy and security risks.
Back to those billions of entry points.
Exactly. Each device is a potential way in for attackers. The scale is both its strength and its vulnerability.
Can AI help defend itself by spotting weird patterns?
It can, yes. AI can flag anomalies, block suspicious connections. But it's not a magic bullet. You absolutely need strong encryption, solid identity controls, strict adherence to rules like GDPR or HIPAA for health data.
Mm.
Without that foundation, the risk just skyrockets.
Okay, security is huge. What about getting different devices to even talk to each other? Interoperability issues?
Ah, the multilingual conference call problem. It's very real. Devices from different makers often use different protocols, different languages.
Oh, they just don't connect easily.
Often, no. You end up needing custom integration work for, like, half of all IoT projects based on some reports. That means extra cost, complexity, and data stuck in silos. It slows things down.
Then there's the power needed. High computational and energy demands. AI, especially deep learning, is power hungry, right?
It certainly can be. Running those complex models, especially right at the edge on the device itself, takes significant energy.
And the spending reflects that.
For sure. IDC predicts global spending on edge computing will jump from around $261 billion in 2025 to $380 billion by 2028. That's a lot of watts, a lot of cooling needed, a lot of carbon footprint to consider, especially if you're aiming for sustainability. Efficiency has to be designed in from the start.
And the people needed to build and run all this, the talent and skills gap.
It's intense. A real war for talent. Because AIoT isn't just one skill. You need people who understand embedded systems and machine learning and cloud platforms and cybersecurity and data operations.
People who bridge all those fields.
Exactly. And those people are hard to find and in very high demand. It's a bottleneck for many companies.
Okay, so challenges are real. But looking ahead, the vision is still powerful. You mentioned edge AI and decentralized computing continuing to grow. Why is processing data locally so key?
Because speed matters and distance creates lag. For critical tasks, a self-driving car, the factory robot, the hospital monitor, you need decisions in milliseconds. Edge AI delivers that.
Plus privacy benefits and lower bandwidth costs.
Right. Less sensitive data flying back and forth to the cloud. That 13.8% annual growth forecast for edge spending through 2028 really tells a story. It's becoming fundamental.
And this leads to something truly futuristic: AI-driven autonomous IoT ecosystems. What does that actually mean? Self-managing networks.
Pretty much. The next step isn't just connected devices, it's orchestrated ecosystems. Imagine that production line example again.
The one that reconfigures itself.
Yeah, it senses a parts delay for product A and instantly reroutes resources and adjusts schedules to prioritize product B, which has all its parts. No human intervention needed for that operational shift. Networks that self-heal, reroute traffic, balance workloads automatically, truly adaptive.
Almost like a biological system.
Okay.
And the latest development you touched on, generative AI for IoT insights. How does that fit in?
Okay, so traditional AI analyzes IoT data to tell you what's happening or what just happened.
Yeah.
Generative AI can take that data and show you what could happen next.
It generates future scenarios.
Exactly. It can model complex outcomes, explore possibilities, even draft reports explaining potential futures based on the terabytes of incoming IoT data. We're seeing early trials, like in energy management, where generative models looked at usage patterns and weather forecasts and suggested completely novel ways to balance the grid, strategies humans hadn't considered. It's like getting weeks of planning done in hours, with new ideas sparked by the AI.
So wrapping this up, we started with just connecting dumb devices. Now we're talking about autonomous systems that predict, decide, adapt almost instantaneously.
Yeah, AIT is fundamentally shifting devices from just being helpful tools to being, well, indispensable strategic partners.
Which really leaves us and you with a big question to think about. If AI and IoT is becoming this core strategist, how does that fundamentally change things in the next decade?
How we design cities, manage resources, even just our daily interactions. What's going to be the most surprising outcome when these ecosystems become truly self-optimizing?